This is the UCLA Mindful Awareness Research Center's weekly podcast from the Hammer Museum, where we experience and explore mindfulness. Each week, Diana Winston, or one of Mark's mindfulness teachers, leads a 30-minute guided session offering a variety of themes and practices to cultivate self-awareness, emotion regulation, and increased well-being. Thanks for joining us.
And I'm Diana Winston. Welcome, everyone. I'm the Director of Mindfulness Education at the Mindful Awareness Research Center at UCLA. Happy to be here with all of you in collaboration with the Hammer Museum to present these weekly mindfulness groups. So I define mindfulness as paying attention to our present moment experiences with openness and curiosity and a willingness to be with what is. So most of you are familiar with that, those of you who've been coming for a while, and the new people, that we do this practice to find this place, this kind of refuge for ourselves in the midst of challenging times. And this place that when we come to practice, we can find a sense of ease and well-being in spite of the conditions of life. So this is a practice that also helps us, as people were asking about, dealing with difficult emotions and this territory of loss, longing, grief. So I'm going to touch on that a little bit, and then we'll add that into the meditation today. There's not something specifically different to do with mindfulness of emotions related to the grief, longing, loss territory. It's pretty much the same no matter what the emotion, although there are additional things that you can add in for these difficult types of emotions. So most of you are familiar when we work with rain, which is we recognize and allow the difficulty to be here. We investigate and we don't identify with so much. In other words, we find a little bit of space so that the emotion goes from being my emotion to the emotion. We move through the emotion. And then the end, I also like to define as nurture. And this is really, really key for dealing with challenging emotions like loss and grief, because I think when we're experiencing loss, there's a way that we can also beat ourselves up, like, how come I'm not feeling better already? And I hear this a lot with people who are dealing with the loss of something or someone, is like, I should be over this. There's something wrong with me that I'm not done. And the truth is there is no logic to the way that grief moves through us. It's a process entirely on its own that we can make space for and just allow things to just allow ourselves to be with the grief, not shut it down, not think there's something wrong, not think that we need to have moved beyond it, but instead just open to, okay, there's feelings of loss here. And I know that sometimes for me, I'll wake up in the middle of the night and I'll just have this sense of like, oh gosh, so much is lost. And whether it's the loss of life the way it used to be before the pandemic, whether it's the loss of people who I've lost in this pandemic, whether it is the loss of, you know, it can be life as it was. And I'll just sit and I'll feel that grief and I'll let that grief to be there and not think there's something wrong with me that I'm feeling. It's sometimes I wake up and I'll just be like, oh, here it comes, feeling of loss. And then I sit with it and allow it to be there. And I breathe and I feel it. And then I bring kindness to myself, just like an enormous amount of kindness to myself. And so let's do that as we practice. Let's do our basic mindfulness practice where we're open to these feelings of sadness a little bit. And please take care of yourself. Like if you've recently had a loss and you don't want to go here into this territory, don't do it. Because if it's very, very on the surface, it might be overwhelming. But if it's just something that feels like, okay, I want to explore this, be very gentle, and we'll do it in a gentle way, I promise. So let's settle back into our posture, taking a few breaths to settle. You can be sitting upright. Some of you are just on a couch. Some of you are on a bed. I saw some of you on the floor on cushions. Maybe some of you are even standing. It's all fine, whatever is supportive to you. Generally we say keep your back upright, but that may not even be accessible for everyone. Your hands can be resting where they're comfortable. Eyes can be closed or open, but looking downward, not all around. And let's take a few breaths again, a few more breaths. With each breath, it's coming into a deeper place of connection with yourself in whatever way makes sense to you. You can feel your feet on the ground, if they're on the ground, or have some sense of the floor or ground beneath us. Feel yourself supported by the earth, supported by the earth. Even if it's many stories down, just shifted the microphone, so just you might notice a change. Just let that be here. So feeling your weight supported by the ground, and notice your body and notice any areas of tension or tightness, allowing yourself to soften. So as you sense your body, do you notice any areas where you're clenching, tight, holding, rigidifying? Gently scanning your body and then releasing or softening if you notice that. You can take a deeper breath into that area. And notice what's happening in your body, sensations. Heaviness, lightness, warmth, coolness, tingling. Allow those sensations to be there. Get curious about the sensations. In other words, just feeling them, not thinking about them. Why am I having that? But just noticing, oh, there's tingling or a flutter, constriction, warmth. Maybe take another deep breath. Notice what's happening in your emotions or heart. How am I feeling today? Maybe this theme of loss and grief really resonates with you, maybe not so much. Just notice what's happening in my emotions. Letting whatever is here be here. Making space for what's arising. Maybe noticing your thoughts that are coming and going. How's my mind feel right now? Is it alert, present? Sluggish, making space for whatever is here. And breathe.
And let's find our breath in our bodies. So just turning your attention to your breath. Where do you feel your body breathing? Rising, falling of your abdomen or chest? Or in and out sensations at your nose? Let your breath be natural, in and out through your nose. In other words, we're not trying to manipulate or change the breath or alter it in any way. Just let it do whatever it's doing. Then turn your attention to the sounds around you as they come and go. Just listening. Listening to the sounds without getting lost in a story about the sounds. And then finding a place to center your attention. And this could be your breath in your abdomen or chest or nose. So if you want to continue listening to the sounds, you can do that. So we're doing this basic practice to calm, if possible, to find a little bit of concentration, a bit of a refuge. And just feeling that breath moving in your body, breath after breath, or sound after sound. And then if your attention wanders, which for most people attentions do wander, then you just bring it right back. Feel your breath or listen to the sound. And then you get lost again and then you come back. And so we'll just keep doing this for this first part of the meditation as we typically do. And I just want to encourage you as you're doing the meditation, for some of you it may feel like, okay, there's a lot going on, there's a lot of loss, challenges, sadness, and that staying with the simplicity of the breath is very healing, very alleviating. It's like, okay, there's this place of peace inside me, even though so much is going on. There are others of you who might find that as you're sitting, this, some of the memories, thoughts, images, things you've been dealing with will arise in your mind. And so you might either just come right back to your breathing, if that's helpful, or just make some space for whatever is here. And what I mean by that is just notice, what am I feeling? My heart is heavy. There's sadness in my throat. My face is flushed. Just let that grief be there without it being a problem. It is not a problem. And just notice it for a little bit and then maybe go back to your breath, go back to listening. And offer a little bit of kindness to yourself. You can use words like, I'll get through this. Some compassion. I care about this. I care. May my suffering be alleviated. So we're going to practice now in silence for a bit, and we'll do more with mindfulness of grief, mindfulness of sadness and loss in a little bit. And as I said, if it's not your particular thing right now, just staying with the simplicity and the beauty of this practice. being with what is moment after moment. For this last part of the meditation, spend some time exploring a few more tools for working with loss and grief, sadness. So first, let's really feel the solidity of the ground beneath us again. There's some way you feel solid, held, maybe cradled in the couch or just something tangible. Feel your hands on your lap or knees. You can even remember a time you felt really held and supported. And breathe. And if there are feelings of grief or loss present for you right now, we'll be working with that. And if they're not, and you want to explore this a little bit, you can remind yourself of some way that's affecting your life. And it doesn't have to be a big thing. It could be a small thing. And so noticing whatever is the sadness you carry, sadness for yourself, for loved ones, for the world, for life as we knew it. And as I say these words, notice what happens inside your body and heart. See if you can just let whatever is here be here. Constriction. Maybe a feeling of anxiety, sadness in your face, heaviness in your chest. And just breathing and feeling, and also stay connected to that solid place. So we can kind of do it simultaneously, feeling our feet on the ground, but also allowing the sadness to be here. It's extremely normal right now that we are feeling sadness and grief and loss. I'm just allowing it to be here, but holding it with your compassionate presence. If it feels too much, just go back to your feet. Feel your feet, take a few breaths. If you can hold it and let it be here, we might even bring in equanimity. We've been practicing with that. Saying whatever words might help you to hold it more like things are as they are. May I be with things as they are. I will get through this. We will get through this. Just offering some compassion to yourself for whatever you're holding. May I hold myself with kindness and compassion. May my suffering be alleviated. What do you want to say to yourself? Say it right now. And breathe and notice, allowing whatever is here to be here. And let's just think of all of the people. There's many, many people on this meeting right now, hundreds and hundreds of people, and people listening at a later date, and people throughout the world who are struggling with loss and grief. I'm just offering your wishes for peace and the easing of the suffering and this recognition you are not the only one. We're all in this together. And just noticing what's happening, checking into your body. And as we bring the meditation to a close, we can always say, for whatever it is I'm feeling right now, can I hold this with kindness? Can I hold this with kindness, with awareness? So thank you for your practice today. And we're sort of just getting started. And maybe we can do more on this topic next week or in a couple. I won't be here next week. Someone else will be here next week. I'll be there in the following weeks. But it's obviously incredibly important. I'm glad that we brought that up. So we'll do more with this. So if you, just a couple things, please go to the MARC website and see what we have to offer at uclahealth.org/MARC, M-A-R-C, lots of classes, workshops, programs coming up, lots of things going on through the end of the summer and then into the fall. And I'll stay on for a little bit if you have any questions for me, and I'll just switch over if you want. We can sort of see each other and have a chat, either chat or chat with me through the chat function or going on screen. So nice to see all of you again. I'll see you in 2 weeks, but someone will be here next week. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to UCLA Mindful Awareness Research Center's weekly podcast from the Hammer Museum. For more information on our classes, workshops, and retreats, please go to marc.ucla.edu. That's marc.ucla.edu. Join us each week for a new lesson in mindfulness.